sides are down to cover. There's no run. It's been a useful start for the West Indies, despite the loss of Devon Smith, the local hero. I suppose, had he been batting more, would have come. In fact, when I was coming from St. George's, many people were coming to the ground. The crowd is today reasonable. Is that delivery from Ali's on the leg stump. Bravo goes back and turns it to Mivek and he can't score. Good batting pitch. Bravo is on 26. Brathwaite is on 24. It's 52 for one. Here's the spin of Ali. He comes in, bows to Bravo. Bravo is off the back foot, a short ball, no real turn, a bit of bounce. And he gets on top of it, gets into line nicely, pushes to mid off. Extra cover comes across to the left to make the stop. And there is no run. Here's Ali again. Last ball of the over. Turns and comes in to bow to Darren Bravo. And he's going right across the stump. So one misses on that leg stump, pushes up towards mid on. And there is no run. So that ends the over. Maiden over from Moeen Ali and Rivet. The West Indies in deficit by 165. They're 52 for 1. Of course, you're listening to cricket on Grand Slam Sports. Hello, Michelle McDonald. Nice to see you.
Hello, Andrew Mason, and good. Welcome to Grenada.
Oh, indeed. Well, do I hear a Jamaican accent?
Yes, I come from Jamaica, man.
Indeed. How long have you been now? I know you're working for CaribbeanCricket.com. You've been in this country for quite a long time.
Yes, I moved here in September 1997 to work at the beautiful Spice Island Beach Resort on Grandance Beach.
Right, indeed. Well, we pass it every morning. And I know that you were very much a part of the hotel industry. In fact, when I used to come to the Jamaica Pegasus, you would always make sure that I got a good room.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed having you.
Yes, of course. The Pegasus is where I will be when the test match is going to be on. Of course, Australia versus the West Indies. There was a change in the date recently. In the meantime, is Stokes as he comes in and bowls to Brathwaite. Brathwaite is cut in between second slip and gully for four. There was an element of danger, but that was in the air. But it went past second slip and gully. That's gone for four. It was short outside the off stump. Well, he flirted with danger and he got away to carry the score to 56 for the loss of one. CaribbeanCricket.com. Tell us about it. It's been around for quite a long time now. People get up every morning. They go on CaribbeanCricket.com to get all the cricket news from across the Caribbean, from across the world. And I can assure you that you've got many people logged into you.
Well, I stumbled upon the website in 2003.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Here we go. As it's going to be, Stokes comes up, he's in and balls. Brathwaite is turning the ball neatly. Down towards backward square for one. Not interested in the second, the return comes in. It was on the leg stump. There's a forward short leg for Brathwaite. There's also a leg gully. And he was able to turn the ball past forward short leg for single to go up now to make him 29. And the score's up to 57 for the loss of one. So you stumbled on CaribbeanCricket.com in 2003.
Yes, I was studying in Nottingham in the United Kingdom.
Right.
While Australia was playing in the West Indies, I was searching for something on Brian Lara, and up came this website.
Mm. What did you want to know about Lara?
I can't recall. It was a long time ago.
Indeed, so much to talk about Lara. In fact, it was good to see Lara recently being involved in commentary, because I always wonder why is it that one of our West Indian greats are not involved in commentary. Here we go. As Stokes comes up now, in bowls to Bravo. Bravo's forward. And it's a delivery that strikes him on the pad, I believe. As he went forward, there was a bit of a half appeal there. Ball pitched up, and there he was going forward for the drive. Might have swung into him a little bit. And we'll just have a chance to see it on the monitor. It's up to 57 for one. Bravo is on 26. A ball that was pitched right up in the block hole by the broad-shouldered Stokes. Let's have a look at the monitor. Yes, there he is getting a ball that was pitched up, hit the bottom of the bat as we have a chance to see the monitor. Inside edge onto the pad as you see the review, and it went away in the offside. Here Stokes comes in, bowls to Bravo. Bravo is forward, a good yorker, digs it out and plays it up the pitch to bowler, comes across to make the stop. So CaribbeanCricket.com, what is your involvement? I mean, I know you're a correspondent for them. Cricket and other things is, not CaribbeanCricket.com, it's cricket. But do you do other work in terms of journalism as well?
Well, talking about CaribbeanCricket.com, I don't do anything to do with cricket because I'm still learning the game and I do off the field stuff and player interviews.
Wonderful.
Investigative pieces as well.
Here Stokes comes in, bowls to Bravo. Bravo's forward and drives down towards the mid off here, there's no run. Is there a challenge in getting interviews from some players? I know sometimes they don't want to talk to the press. Do you normally get a challenge?
No. Once I make the request and the time allows, usually I have access. And I must single out here Ricky Skerritt.
Yes.
The former manager, because the first time I asked him for an interview, I can't remember what it was. Mm. I wanted to interview Darren Ganga.
Right.
And he was very accessible and made the players very accessible to me.
Right, indeed. Here we go. Stokes comes up now, inbounds to Bravo. Bravo gets one of the legs, stump, goes right across the stumps and works it neat into the onside onto forward square, and he can't score. So we've come to the end of another over. Brilliant weather here. Of course, we had challenges for the first 2 days, but the weather has been absolutely brilliant here in Grenada. It's 57-1. Of course, you listen to cricket on Grand Slam Sports. So you generally do not get challenges in terms of interviews,
generally, Michelle? Not, no, mm-hmm. Generally not.
Okay, and any interview that I should go on CaribbeanCricket.com right now and check out that is spicy?
Well, the last piece I did was that Grenada was ready. This was an assertion from West Indies Cricket Board.
Mm.
And before that, I had done a piece with Ramdin.
Ramdin.
That was actually a delayed piece that I'd interviewed him last year when he was here for the CPL.
Mm-hmm.
So that was up last week as well.
So would you say Grenada ready for this test match?
Oh, they were very ready and got high marks.
They got high marks, okay.
Oh, yes.
They got. But would you give them high marks as a journalist? Based on the crowd, based on the preparation, are there any concerns? In fact, I'll get back to you after this interview. Ali comes up, he's in and bowls to Brathwaite. Brathwaite goes back and pushes to mid off. The ball turns very slowly into him. There's no run for him.
Well, I think everybody wants to see a full stadium. I think the capacity of the Grenada Cricket Stadium is about between 13 and 16,000. Obviously, with our population, you won't expect to get that full all the time. I do understand.
What's the population about?
About 108,000.
108,000?
Yes, across the Tri-Island states.
Mm. Here is Alizi. Comes in now to bowl to Brathwaite, and Brathwaite is back to an off break, no problems. Pushes up the pitch, the bowler picks it up, there's no run, it's 57-1. Brathwaite has kept him 29.
Yes, so we would have hoped to have seen a lot more visitors here based on the number of tickets.
Here's Ali, comes in, bowls to Brathwaite. Brathwaite would never be dismissed with that. He loves his batting, and he just goes back and prods it up the pitch, the bowler comes across to pick it up. 57-1, Brathwaite is there on 29 from 62 balls. He waits, he's got three men around the bat as he comes in, and he's in, bowls to Brathwaite. Brathwaite is forward, a ball that brings him right out, flooded on the off, so a little bit of drift away from him, but he covers it quite nicely, very capably up the pitch, the bowler picks it up. And now the leg slip is going to come presumably up towards Silly Point. So there's a forward Charlick and a Silly Point for Brathwaite, and of course there's a keeper and slip, so there are four men around the bat. Ali's in, bowls to Brathwaite, that wouldn't bother him at all. He comes forward, ball thrown up on the off, and he drives it gently to cover, and he can't score. So that ends the over. A maiden over from Ali. The best things are 57-1. Of course, you're listening to cricket on Grand Slam Sports.
Yes, so talking about ticket sales on Monday evening, the West Indies Cricket Board and the Grenada Cricket Association said they had sold 11,000 tickets spread out over the first 4 days, because they don't sell day five so early. So on
they
Monday...
They don't sell day five so early?
No. It's a policy, because it's a refund policy, they said.
Okay.
So when I came on Tuesday, I expected to see a lot more people, because they said that the higher percentage of tickets had been sold for the first 2 days.
Right.
So I suppose maybe the rain had something to do with that.
So are you saying people would have had tickets and stayed home?
It's quite possible. Mm. It's quite possible. And of course, after you sell the tickets, you really have no control whether people come to the ground.
Right, that's
or
very
not.
True. Here Stokes continues. He comes up now, he's in. And bowls, and a ball outside the off-stump of the back foot.
Shots.
Bravo plays it beautifully, down behind point for four. Oh, that was very well played, very well timed. He got on top of it and stroked it delightfully. And that's gone away across the outfield, which has obviously gotten quicker with the sun baking down it for the last 2 days. It was a little bit heavier than the first two, and that was stroked away beautifully down behind point for four by Bravo. He looks a picture when he's batting. The only problem is he doesn't stay long enough at the crease sometimes. Got to watch his concentration, because I think that's his problem. And you know, they say that when you're not that fit, you tend to lose concentration as the innings goes on. Here's Stokes, comes in, bowls to Bravo. Bravo covers up, look at the picture, and pushes to cover, and he can't score it. 61-1. Bravo is up to 30. Brathwaite is now on 29. The only casualty was Smith that was bowled just before the break. So in terms of the crowd, and you said 11,000 for the first 2 days, you said? Or
well, no,
four?
For the first four. But the majority of those
would have been on the first day?
Would have been first and second day. Yes.
Were you surprised at the turnout on the first day?
I just thought it was larger. It would have been larger.
Oh, okay.
I did.
So therefore you were surprised then?
I guess.
You're very diplomatic on Grand Sam's words. Here we go. Ball pitched up by Stock. Driven through mid on. Lovely shot by Bravo. One. We'll get a second. Will he contemplate the third? Well, nowadays West Indians don't run quickly. I'm sure Australia might have been contemplating the third, but they ran the first one very slowly. The second was even slower, and they decided long ago they're not going to go for three. They didn't even entertain the thought of the third run, and it was pushed away up towards the position of a long on for two. So Bravo is on 32 and a 63 for loss of one. So on the first day, you expected a little bit more. What about the second day?
A bit more as well, I expected. Yeah, but I mean, the rain was heavy on day two.
Well, here is Stokes as he comes up now. He's in bows to Bravo. Bravo gets a full toss and drives. Might have been slightly surprised to get a full delivery. And it goes down to extra cover. And there is no run. What about day three?
I think...
It was reasonable.
Was yesterday day three? Oh, that's why I can't remember. Because I wasn't here.
Oh, you weren't here. Okay. Maybe you were somewhere trying to get an interview with maybe Brian Lara.
No, I had to work.
Okay, you're still in the hotel industry?
I'm not. I freelance, providing HR and training services.
Wonderful. I know that you were very big in that when you were at the Jamaica Pegasus. Hello to all our friends at the Pegasus.
Lorraine.
Now, here is a delivery. Oh, he doesn't deliver. It stops. He was just about to deliver. Oh, he had to wrench the ankle there a little bit, but I'm sure he's a big strong man. He's all right. He's up now to, I make it, 63 for the loss of one. So on CaribbeanCricket.com, you're going to certainly do your interviews and... I know you love your cricket. Is it something you always loved? I know you're Jamaican.
No,
Jamaica.
Not at all.
So you only got involved
in... I hated it.
Why?
Yeah.
And a West Indian.
It just
And
seemed,
Jamaican. It just Lawrence Sherrow and Cuddy Walsh and
no,
Michael Holden.
No, it was just the most boring thing ever.
Really? Here we go. Stokes comes up now in bows to Bravo. Bravo gets a wide ball outside the off-stump. That was dangled, inviting the indiscretion. But he said, no, I won't be tempted. And the ball flies into the gloves of the keeper at 63 for one.
Yes, my parents always went to cricket.
So. Oh, they did? Okay. Are they still in Jamaica?
Yes, they are.
Wonderful.
They always listened to it. So, like when we were playing in Australia,
right.
In the middle of the night, you got up and you would hear, I guess, Richie Benaud or Henry Blofield or one of those people. And it was like droning on and on.
On and on and
so,
on.
And no, I wasn't.
And while you were bored, your mother and your father would have been excited.
Well, they were losing sleep.
Oh. Stokes on the wicket now. Comes in, bowls to Bravo. Bravo's forward and drives. Opens the face to the back. Down towards backward point. Four more. Outside the off stump. It went pretty close to gully. I have a chance to see it on the monitor. But it went away square in the offside. It might have been in the air as well. And would have gone pretty close to gully. We'll certainly look at that. But he certainly went for the big drive. And he is able to get four to carry the score to 67 for one. As we have a chance hit on the monitor, there he comes. Yes, driving square in the offside. And let's have a look at that again. Yes, outside the offside, it went past gully and down to backward point for four. So 67 for one. And the West Indies no doubt looking to save this test match. I know you said you didn't like the game. Do you still have a love for the game now?
Oh, very much so. And I'll tell you how that started.
Oh, I'll be keen to hear the tapes are rolling.
West Indies, we were playing in Australia.
Right.
Early 80s. The highlight show was on TV in Jamaica.
Here is a delivery from Ali as he continues, bowls to Brathwaite. Brathwaite is forward. The ball is on the off stump, drives down to cover, and there is no run. So there are three men around the bat waiting. Brathwaite has got a slip forward, short leg, and a silly point. Here's Ali, comes up now, bowls to Brathwaite. Brathwaite is back and turns it off break. That's has a little bit of bounce on it there, and he just worked it down towards the position of forward short leg, and there's no run. Bell is going to move from silly point to leg step now, so they're going to try to maybe get Brathwaite picking his pocket, as they say. He's on the back foot as Ali's on the off stump, and he pushes the cover, and there's no run. The score is kept in 67 for one.
So yes, so I was walking back and forth past the television. My father was watching, and I stopped because the balls were just going to the boundary.
Oh, really?
Scattering the birds.
Ali's in, bowls to Brathwaite. Brathwaite is forward, ball pitched in the off stump. It goes down to cover. certainly would not have been Brathwaite, because he's not the type of batsman who scatter the birds. He's, he's one that would just prod forward and the occasional cut down to backward point. Here is Ali as he comes into Brathwaite, who is on 29, and he's on the back foot and swings it through my wicket. We'll get one, we'll get two short. It was too short, and he helped it really. It was a bad delivery and helped the way down to mid wicket, and he's back for second. Brathwaite is able to pounce on the loose ball and pick up two. It's been a, despite the loss of Smith's wicket, they've done pretty well at 69 for loss of one. Ali again to bowl to Brathwaite. One ball left in the over. Comes up, bowls to Brathwaite. Brathwaite is getting a short deliver again and pulls it through my wicket. More runs for the West Indies. One, will have the legs to get to the boundary? I don't think so. Two, and they surely should get three now. They will. The return comes in. Another poor delivery by Ali, and all Brathwaite had to do was come across and just help it through my wicket. And he duly did that and is able to come back for his third, 72 for loss of one.
Yes, so I didn't realize then that it was a half an hour show, therefore everything was condensed.
Oh, yeah.
Showed the highlights.
Okay.
Anyway, so I started to ask my father more questions, lots of them, because I asked lots of questions. And he said, well, the next time cricket is being played in Jamaica, why don't you come with me? So I said, sure, I will. And the first match was an international 11. That was played with a mixture of West Indies teams. I think there were Indian players as well. I believe it was 1984. And certainly when I go back to Jamaica for the Australia Test match, I can double check, because I have two pieces of paper where I got the autographs of Clive Lloyd and Desmond Haynes and Viv Richards. Yes, it's quite, not moth-eaten, but it has some brown spots on it, but I have it in a photo album, so it's still there. So that's where it started. And then every year after that, while I was in Jamaica, I always went to cricket.
Right.
So I was a spectator.
Wonderful. The great Sabina Park.
Yes. And of course, I was fortunate to be able to see West Indies at a time when they were consistently winning.
Right, right. I mean, your love for cricket would have grown over the years. Of course, you didn't like it initially. You're a writer. You work for CaribbeanCricket.com. Have you looked at why you think West Indies cricket declined? The reasons for that, do you think?
I think structure. I think maybe the coaching at the lower level, because I think when a player starts playing at primary school or in secondary school, you need to lay a very good foundation then. Habits, discipline of training, etc. So if you don't do that at that stage, when the player first starts training, then you're going to end up with a player 10, 20 years on who has kept up with bad habits.
Right. Interesting point you're making.
So,
right.
So I think there's
structure.
That. Yeah, so I think making sure that all coaches who coach cricket are certified, they go through level one, level two, whatever it is that the West Indies Cricket Board offers, would certainly help. I think also the standard of the grounds, because sometimes when you see clips of the schoolboy matches anywhere in the Caribbean, well, certainly Jamaica and Grenada. And you see the status of those grounds and you realize, well, no.
Sometimes the balls are lost in the grass.
That's
a fact.
Yeah, so I think there is that as well. I think also that you have a situation where the players have to be managed.
Right.
But they're being managed by people who have not had any training in how to lead people.
That's a good point you're making.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so that I think would lead to it, because it is technically an employee and you have to manage their performance.
Right.
And there are certain things that you must do to ensure that he gets to his best.
Right.
The other thing I think that should happen is that they should keep a cadre of players together for most of the year,
right,
if possible. Not chop and change the squad so much.
As they do.
Because when you're playing in a team situation as well, there are other factors to consider apart from somebody's technique or skill. You know, it's interpersonal relationships.
Of course, you're bringing your HR.
Well, I have to.
Of course, you do.
Because
one of the problems
people.
I think in the corporate world is the management of human resources. You know, I'm not sure sometimes that we manage our human resources very well. I think it's a good point you're making.
That's correct. And I think that not enough companies or organizations pay enough attention to ensuring that the people who they are promoting to lead people have the requisite skills.
Mm-hmm. Interesting point. So there was a water break and we're just about ready for the start of the action again, as it's going to be Jordan to continue his in bowls to Brathett. Brathett flicks the ball, the leg stump through square leg for one. We'll get a comfortable second run in the West Indies after the discomfort of losing Devon Smith early. They're settling quite nicely. They've gone up now to 74 for the loss of one. Brathett is on to 34.
Yes, as you said, the discomfort, did you say, of losing Devon Smith?
Well,
disappointment, maybe. I was very disappointed. He was the first non-Jamaican that I did a lengthy interview with.
Really?
I went up to
his house. How long ago was that?
2003.
Oh.
And
it's St. Patrick's. He's St. Patrick's magazine.
That's right, Hermitage.
Here is Jordan, comes up now, goes past the umpire, bowls to Brathett. Brathett is getting outside the offstump, goes by to be taken by the keeper.
Yeah, so if you do a search, a Google search, and you search Michelle McDonald, and the title is A Day with Devon Smith.
A Day with Devon Smith.
Then you will see
the operative word being day.
Well, it was quite a while, because I actually had to wait on him. So I spoke with his parents
with Devon
first.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And you enjoyed the interview with Devon Smith?
Oh, very much so, very much so.
Okay. Now, here we go. Of course, we're going to continue with some of the reasons why you think of West Indies cricket is declined, because it really declined dramatically. The decline has been so steep. Here's a delivery from Jordan, pitch on the off stump, Brathett drives to mid off, and there's a run. So structure, the whole question of coaching, HR is of great importance. Any other thing? What about the West Indies board?
I think at the club level, not enough cricket is played.
You don't think so?
So, for example, when I discovered that the Senior Cup in Jamaica was a two-day competition, when you're expecting four innings, I said, well, that's why batsmen can't stay at the crease in a five-day test match.
That's a good point you're making. We're talking to Michelle McDonald from CaribbeanCricket.com, of course, here on Grand Slam Sports. Has a ball which is outside line, off stump, and cut away by Brathett, down towards backward point, we'll have the legs together. Yes, it goes for four. A poor delivery by Jordan, and he was on the back from the flash and cut it beautifully down to backward point. That's gone away for four. Well played to Brathwaite.
Yeah, so it's the discipline of staying at the crease that you need to develop at that level. That's going to ensure that when you get to four-day cricket, when you get to five-day cricket, that you can actually stay there for a long time. Not so much of a radical suggestion, because I did see it when the Shell Cricket Academy was in Grenada years ago. Dr. Rudy Webster very kindly allowed me to come and observe a session.
Here's Jordan comes up now in bows to Brathett. Brathett is covering up. Ball that keeps a bit low, he digs it out. Well, the keeper Butler was just about to go up with the appeal, but he strangled it because he's got a bat down very late indeed and kept low. Good batting to get the bat down. Had that hit a pass, he might have been in some trouble. We have a chance in the monster. Here we go. Ooh, that kept very low indeed. And Brathett is lucky, but he's gone to 40 now. Bravo is on 36, 78 for one. The West Indies are partnership of 75. Remember, they're in deficit by 165, so a lot of work to be done. Many rivers to cross. Now, here is a delivery from Jordan, which is pitched up on the line of the leg stump, and Brathett comes across and plays it wide of mid on. Broad comes to his right to pick up the batsman. Enough time for one to carry the score to 79 for one. Yes, Michelle. So, are you comfortable? I mean, the Halcyon days, I mean, we had Lara, we had Richards, we had the great players nowadays, we are struggling.
Yes, but I want to go back to the point that I was making.
Right.
So at the Shell Cricket Academy, perhaps it was 2004.
Right.
I think it was a Cuban doing some Tai Chi type exercises with the players.
A Cuban?
Yeah.
Is he still with the team?
Not as far as I'm aware, okay. No.
I know there's a Cuban who's a fitness instructor.
No, that's not the same person.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever done Tai Chi or you know what it is.
No,
or
you tell me. Can I do it now?
I can, because I just started to learn.
Wonderful.
But it's a form of martial arts, right? But it involves slow, controlled movements.
Mm.
So that was teaching the players discipline and
really?
Having patience.
Okay.
Yes.
The academy's in. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Here is Ali's in bowls. The ball pitched up, and there is the batsman, Brathett, driving. It was in the air for a little bit. There's a short mid on in. He's got to be careful. He doesn't normally play those kind of shots, Brathett. He wasn't quite to the pitch. He's lucky. That could have gone to hand there. Well, let's have a look at the monitor. Here he goes. And he went for a big shot. He's not a defensive player. Ali comes in and bows him, and he's forward and drives up to mid off, and he can't score. Continue, Michelle.
Yes, so I think that that's something if they don't do now. I don't know what their training routine is, but if they don't do exercises like now, then I would certainly, like that now, I would certainly recommend that's something that they add.
Ali comes up, he's in, bows, the ball pitched up, and Bathurst is driving up towards cover. And he can't score as Stokes made a half stop. Bathurst, as it went behind him, followed a run. Bravo was not keen at all, so he's kept on 41. Bravo is on 36, is 79 for one. As we watch the action, it is going to be Ali. He comes in to bowl to Brathett. Brathett is forward. Ball on the off stump, pushes to cover, there is no run. So Ali goes back to his mark again. Two balls left in the over. Turns just about now and comes in. To bowl to Brathett. Brathett is back to one of the off stump, pushes up the pitch. The bowler comes across to pick it up, and there is no run. Brathett is kept in 41. Darren Bravo's on 36. England making 464, continuing from 373 for six today. Route 182 not out. Ali's in, bowls to Brathett. Brathett covers up to a good delivery. The arm ball, a little bit square as he played it into the offside onto cover, and he can't score. Made an over from the bearded Ali at the end of it. The best thing is a 79 for one. Of course, you listen to cricket on Grand Slam Sports.
Yes. So I think in terms of selection, you choose players who you know have the technique.
Right.
You choose players who you've seen demonstrate the temperament
mm-hmm.
that is required at this level. And then you stick with them for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So Devon Smith shouldn't have come into this series thinking, well, if he doesn't do well in this three-match series.
You think it's too much pressure?
I think so. And as an
HR person, I mean, that could have a very negative effect on you.
Yes, and so I would have to say to my fellow managers, when they have a new employee, give them time. You know that they have the qualifications.
Right,
you know that they have the experience that you're looking for. Give them time. This is a new situation. If I asked you to write with your left hand, what do you think would happen?
I need time. I mean, 365 years to do
I
that.
I think so, but eventually you would get
it. I agree with you. Here is a delivery. As it's Jordan continuing balls to Bravo. He drives to cover and there's no run.
Yes.
So time is important.
Do you think
our players play under too much pressure?
Well, I think because of the selection policy in recent years, that could be said.
Okay.
And I remember Ricky Skerritt had mentioned that a couple of years ago, he actually counted how many players had played for the West Indies within a very short time.
Short of time, yes. Chop it and change in there.
That's
not good at all.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything. The confidence of the players. Do you think the public is too critical of the West Indies side?
Well, I don't think so, because, you know, the euphoric, if you want to call it that, feeling that you get when your team does well.
Here's Jordan comes in, bowls to Bravo outside the off stump, ignored by him. He's kept in 36 and 7 for one.
It's something that spectators want to experience over and over again. I do think, though, that, you know, if they haven't played cricket at this level, then sometimes they should be quiet.
Okay, interesting. So, but in terms of the structure, I mean, you've got, of course, your head coach, you've got your bowling coach now, and currently Ambrose.
Which I think is fantastic.
I used to like
to watch him bowl.
Right. But in terms of management skills, I mean, you've got a manager, Richie Richardson. Would you want to see, as part of the West Indies staff, someone who's trained in management, trained in HR to help these guys? Here is Jordan. He's in, bowls outside the off stump, ignored by Bravo, taken by Butler.
Well, it might not necessarily mean that you have to have somebody who travels with the team who is, you know,
right,
the HR person, but certainly the persons who are in the management unit would need to go through some programs that teaches them how to improve their management of people skills, their skills in managing people.
But you wouldn't necessarily want to advocate that someone should travel with the team.
No. A psychologist.
Do you think the West Indies team needs a team psychologist, someone
I
to travel
so.
With the team?
That I would say.
Oh my golly!
That
okay.
I would say.
Interesting. Here we go. As we're talking to Michelle McDonald from CaribbeanCricket.com. Here is Jordan comes up, he's in, bowls to Bravo, he's onto the front foot, pushes into the offside, down to mid off, and there's no run to score, kept in 79 for one.
Yes, and it could have been 2004, 2005, the Jamaica team actually employed one, Khadijah Richards.
Right.
and it did make a difference to the players.
Mm.
Yeah. So I would
you recommend
certainly,
them?
I would. Okay. And you know, it's difficult if you're an international cricketer with the cricket schedule as it is now.
Right.
You're away from home.
Right, for a long time.
You know,
time.
There are lots of things that you have to deal with, which a trained person like a psychologist can help you with.
Here's Bravo getting one outside of the off stump as Jordan continues. And he's got the concentration level just to leave it to go by to be taken by the keeper. Scores kept in 79 for loss of one. And I heard that Rudy Webster, while he was there, had a big impact on the players.
I would have read so as well.
Mm-hmm, indeed. So, I mean, we obviously went for some 15 years without losing a test series. What, that period, what, 1980 to 1995. And we were absolutely great. But, you know, the situation with the start and stop in, Jordan comes up, he's in, and Bowles and Bravo's 4-1, the off stump plays up to mid off, and there's no run. That ends the over. 79-1, of course, you listen to cricket on Grand Slam Sports. But do you see any light, Michel, at the end of the tunnel? You know, sometimes you get a good performance from the West Indies, and then there's this inconsistency about West Indies cricket. I mean, do you see any light at the end of that long, long, long tunnel?
There's always light.
Mm.
There's always light. But as I said, you need to keep a unit of players together.
Right, okay. Now, from the West Indies Cricket Board perspective, what would you want to see them do? Because they've been criticized heavily. The management, look what happened in India. What would you want from the West Indies Cricket Board? And from governments in the region, I know that they had a meeting. We're still looking for that press release. There was a big meeting here, I think it was Monday.
Monday, yes.
Yes.
At the beautiful Spice Island.
Yes, yes. Have you heard anything about the meeting?
I haven't, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nothing has come out as yet.
Nothing yet.
I'm sure we're looking forward to that. The Prime Minister was
Michel.
Here. He was talking to us. He said that there's going to be a release very, very soon.
Yes, a joint press release.
Mm-hmm. What would you have expected from that meeting?
Frank discussions. Yes.
Do you think anyone would be under pressure?
No, but I think they've had those kinds of discussions before.
Mm. Frank discussion. Can you leave it there? No. Ali's in, bowls to Bathurst. Bathurst gets one outside the offside, drives it square in the offside to backward point, and there's no run. So.
And I think also, if I may say, it's good you have discussions, conferences, meetings, etc. But if you don't have a plan of action or implementation
right.
plan,
mm-hmm.
then it's all just talk.
Here is Ali in bowls to Brathett, who's on 41, goes back, pushes to cover. 79-1. Bravo is on 36. England started 3-7, 3-6. They made 464. Ali was to continue. As you bowl now to the right-handed Brathett, and Brathett is forward, pushes from the off-stump down to cover, and there is no run. In terms of the involvement of Caribbean people, of course we know that they're supporting. What about Caribbean governments? Do you think the governments across the Caribbean should be intimately involved in West Indies cricket, maybe in terms of management and in terms of structure? I mean, what do you think should the role be of CARICOM?
Well, I think government has a role to play when it comes to the school system.
School system.
Sports in school system.
Right. Ali comes up, he's in bowls to Brathett forward, pushes to cover, there's no run.
So ensuring that all schools either have a playground or have access to a playground to make sure that they have the necessary resources. Financial.
Here's Ali comes up, he's in bowls to Brathett. Brathett gets an off break, goes back as it turns into him, pushes up towards mid off. Another made an over bowled by Ali. He's bowled 6 overs, 4 minutes, done for 15. The West Indies are 79-1, which is the latest score here at the Grenada National Stadium.
Yeah, governments also need to ensure that the students have gears, that they have proper balls.
Right.
You know, so I think that's
that
where the responsibility.
The
yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
And it ends there, you think?
Well, I think that's where a lot of their energy has to be spent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because that's the foundation.
I see. Well, well, well. So it's going to be Jordan to continue the attack. Of course, you've been writing, you have your interviews up. Who's your favorite cricketer?
Desmond Haynes.
Desmond Haynes?
Yes.
Joe Louis.
Yes.
We call him Joe Louis. You know?
Okay.
Yes, he's a big boxer. Actually, I had a boxing match with Franklin Stevens. I think he won comfortably as well. Hello
wow.
to my good dear Franklin Stevenson. Here's a drive as it's Jordan in bowls to Bravo. He can't pierce the offside field. Root comes across to make the stop. So you're saying to me that Desmond Leo Haynes.
That's right.
Is your favorite cricketer?
That's right.
Why is he your favorite cricketer?
Well, he and Gordon Greenidge were a fantastic opening pair, right? So, as I said before, I started watching in 1984, so I had good years seeing him. And I don't know, I just liked how he played. I liked the...
Have you ever met him?
Oh, for sure.
Have you ever interviewed him?
No. But I'll tell you a story after.
A story? This, okay, that's an interesting story about Desi Haynes. Yeah. Hope it talks about his boxing career, which was very short. Here is a delivery, which is outside the off stump as Jordan continues, ignored by Bravo, taken by the keepers, kept in 36.
Yes, well, my parents gave me a camera when I was 16. That's the worst thing they could have done. Because
they gave you a camera when you were 16?
Yes, so I was just snapping photos left, right, and center. And of course, in those days, it wasn't digital, so you had to pay to develop it. But anyway, fast forward a few years, when I was working at the Pegasus, once a team was staying there, I would bring my camera.
Right.
And so on one of those tours, when they were departing Jamaica...
Here's Jordan as he starts to move in again. Comes into Bravo's 36 into this delivery. He's turned it into the onside from that leg stump to be because there's no run.
Yes, so I desperately wanted a picture of Desmond Haynes. So he came downstairs maybe a little bit later than the rest of them. So he was in a hurry, but I asked him if he wouldn't mind. He was very gracious. We went outside by the hotel's entrance and I took a photograph of him. So then I blew it up. So I have a big 14 by 20 photograph of Desmond Haynes somewhere in Jamaica.
Okay, I should have brought it to Grenada. Now here we go. As it's going to be Jordan in bowls to Bravo, covers up on the off stump, pushes the cover, and there is no run. So what about modern day cricketers? I mean, do you have any favorites? Not really.
Gosh.
That's a difficult question. That's the most difficult question I've asked since I've been in Grenada.
That's interesting. Gosh. I have to think about that
one. You have to. But Desmond Haynes. Hello to you, Desmond. Of course, he is a great player. There's no doubt about that. Desmond Leo Haynes. And very passionate about cricket. And here we go. As Jordan round the wicket to continue the attack. 79 for one. Comes up now on his way to bowl to Bravo, who is on 36 in this delivery. He's allowed to go about Saturday after to be taken by the keeper. Well, Michel on CaribbeanCricket.com, I mean, it's a very, very popular website. I mean, people are always tuned in to you, of course, your interviews, but generally, it's well taken in by people across the world.
Yes, and if you want to discuss cricket, there's the message board as well.
I find you also give a lot of lashes to CaribbeanCricket.com, yes. I've gotten some lashes there. In fact, I do a program in Barbados and it was heavily criticized 2 weeks ago.
Yes, well, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
They're naughty there at CaribbeanCricket.com. Here is a delivery from Jordan, which is on the line of the middle stump, and Bravo comes forward and puts up to mid-off and there's no run. But very, 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 I think a good website, and people are always tuned into you. And I think generally do a good job.
Yes.
CaribbeanCricket.com.
Thank you very much. And I blog at cricketinterviews.com.
You blog? Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful indeed.
And I just almost, maybe a few months ago, put it up. But what I intend to do is to give a lot of the behind the scenes information.
So when
you read an interview on CaribbeanCricket.com, there are lots of things that went on behind the scenes.
Right. Is anyone you're targeting a big, big, big interview you got?
It's Brian Lara. I said that on air a few years ago.
You're trying to get him?
He's the one who got away. But
he's a very quiet man. He's not getting involved, Brian. It was good to see that we went to Australia recently. He actually did some commentary on television.
Yes.
I was so excited by that, because one of my concerns is that we don't have a lot of West Indians, former players, doing TV coverage. I mean, you've got Ian Bishop, Michael Holden, you've got Jeffrey Dujon. Who else? I think I've got to scratch my head to find another one. Here's a ball outside the off stump from Ali, ignored by Brathwaite. Taken by Butler, 79 for one. Brathwaite is captain 41. Of course, you'd love to see more West Indians get involved in the actual commentaries.
Yes, certainly Brian Lara would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's busy playing golf.
He's busy playing golf. Here is a delivery upside the off stump as Ali continues, cut away down to backward point by Brathwaite, and there is no run. So of all the interviews you've done, which is the one that would have given you the most pleasure?
Lawrence Rowe.
Why? Why, Yaga? Here is a delivery. Ali's in bowls, one on the line of the middle stump, and going right across his stumps is Brathwaite, pushes up the pitch. There's no run. Why Lawrence Yaga Rowe?
Well, I saw him one day at the Pegasus.
Right.
A few years ago.
Ali again comes in to bowl to Brathett. Brathett is driving up towards extra cover, gets a run for a moment. It looked as if it might have gone through, but Root threw it himself. He's a good fielder, very athletic, to his left, making a timely save. And instead of getting four, the Barbadian opening batsman, solid as ever, gets a single to go to 42 now. Bravos and 36 is 80 for ones as we head towards tea on this day. Fourth day of this battle of Grenada between England and the West Indies. England not been able to get any success since the break. This has been a good solid partnership of 77 between these two. Unbroken stand. Ali's in, bows to Bravo. Bravo covers up, ball in the middle stump, pushes up the pitch, the bowler comes across to make the stop and there's no run.
Yes, and I asked him for an interview then and he was non-committal. And I saw him a couple times after that and he didn't say yes. And then I went to a match at the Kensington Cricket Ground in Kingston, Jamaica. Right. And we ended up doing the interview in my car.
In your car?
Yeah. And when I had finished...
In your car?
Yes. And when I had finished transcribing it...
You interviewed Laura in your car?
Lawrence Rowe. Lawrence
Rowe. I'm just kidding.
Lawrence Rowe. And when I was finished, that was a 24-page transcript.
I'll tell you. I mean, I do a show in Barbados, and I got in contact with him recently, and he's wonderful to interview. In fact, when I look at people outside of the Caribbean to talk to about cricket, because I try to, you know, involve, you know, some former cricketers, he's wonderful, speaks very well. And it's a pity that he's not in the Caribbean. He still loves his cricket, Lawrence Rowe. I suppose since the Rebel Tour, is he welcome in Jamaica? Any for the loss of one?
I think it's mixed. I think it's mixed. And I think you would have seen that when they named a standout to him at Sabana Park.
Here is a delivery as Jordan is in, bowls to Brathett. Brathett covers up, turns it down to maybe it gets a single. And what happened after that when they named the... Was it the stand they named after him?
They named a stand. I think they had to retract it. I think
because of the reaction in Jamaica?
I think so.
Do you think that was the right thing as a Jamaican?
I don't know. I think I don't know enough about it to have an opinion.
Mm. But he went to South Africa.
He did. Mm. And going back to interviews and so on, the preparation for the interview is key. There are some interviews that I can do without having done any preparation. Mm-hmm. But for him, I had to do a lot of research.
Wonderful.
Because I was not watching cricket while he was still playing.
Right. And of course, he would have been, what, in the 70s? So I'm in Kensington. Was it 1974 when he made a triple century? It was a wonderful knock against England. Here is a delivery from Jordan on the off stump. Bravo drives up to... mid off, the ball cuts out, cocks the arm and threatens to throw, holds it, and now will make his way back to his mark. Bravo's kept in 36, Brathett's in 43, the best teams are 81 for one.
Yeah, so that turned out to be a four-part interview on CaribbeanCricket.com.
Right, okay, wonderful.
One of the interviews was entitled Misunderstood, because he said that if he had done an autobiography, that would have been the title.
Yes, I think so, quite appropriately as well. Here Jordan comes in, bows to Bravo. Bravo covers up. Well, he looks as if he's up for the task. Bravo pushes to cover. A lot of work to be done here. And deficit by 165. We are just coming up to a quarter past two on the fourth day. Lots of time. The weather's good. And it looks as if West Indies will really have to batten until the cows come home, as they say in Caribbean parlance, to stop the English from advancing. But so far they've done well. They batted with steely resolve, these two, but a lot of work to be done. It's up to Jordan again, comes into bowl to Bravo. He's forward and drives up towards extra cover. Broads gets a good stop. It was outside the off stump, and he had to move a long way across to his right to make the stop. The batsman had time for a single to carry to 81 for loss of one. And with that single, Bravo goes to 36. And your most difficult interview?
Chris Gayle.
Why? Is he an easy man to talk to, Gailey?
He's not as talkative as other people. Once you get to know him, and again, one of the interviews that I did with him, it was entitled They Know Who I Am. Because I was saying to him that people looking on would never think that he would be a candidate for captain. And, you know, they say that he doesn't get along with his teammates and so on.
Here's Jordan comes in, bows to Brathett. Brathett is getting outside the off stump. Watch it go by to be taken by the keeper.
But one of the things that he said is that his teammates, they know who he is. Mm-hmm. So they know that he's somebody who sometimes he's cracking a lot of jokes.
Yes, apparently he's a joke of the team.
Oh, yes.
Apparently he loves a lot of fun, Gail.
Some other times he's quiet. Mm. They understand that.
Right.
So it's not an issue for them.
So your interaction with him, was it comfortable talking to Mr. Gail?
Yes, he's always comfortable. It's just that he's not as...
He's not a talkative guy sometimes, you think?
No, and I mean, in fairness to him, the last time I interviewed him was 2005.
Here is Jordan Aiden Bowles to Bradford. Bradford cuts over the top of backward point in the air, but safely for four. It was outside the line of the off stump, went after it. It was in the air, and there was a jump from the fielder at backward point, but it went over his head. That's gone away for four to carry. Bradford now up to 47, is 86 for one.
Sorry, not 2005. It was when he would have just been appointed captain and he had maybe three or four games under his belt.
Maybe about 2009, I think. Possibly. Yes.
He was injured. He didn't play in that test match.
Okay.
And he was injured. Mm. Tino Best, your countryman.
Oh, yes.
He was a delight.
He's a talker.
He was a delight.
Tino LeBertrand Best.
He was a delight.
You know, if you call his cell phone and you don't get him, he says, "You've just reached the fastest ball in the world." I don't know if he still has it on, but he's a very chirpy man,
yes,
Tino
extremely,
Best.
Extremely.
I understand he's going to be doing commentaries in Barbados, I understand.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I'll be trying to see
for
if we can get him.
The regional matches?
The test match is just coming very soon. It'll be
great.
Interesting to hear from Tino.
Well, I will make sure and tune in.
Yes, he would have a lot to say, I'm sure. Here is a delivery as Ali continues in bowls to Bravo, pushes down to cover. There's no run. So you've had Tino. You've had them all then?
Quite a few.
Mm. What about any prime ministers you've spoken to? And did you even from a cricket perspective?
No.
Mm. Try Dr. Keith Mitchell. He's a bit of a talk as well, you know. Here's a delivery which is on the line of the off stump as it's Ali comes in bowls and pushed away down to cover. Deepish for a single. That's Bravo to go up now to, I make him 38. Bradford is on 47. It's 87 for one.
One of the things that I try to do is to bring the players closer to the spectators through these interviews.
Wonderful.
And so I will ask them cricketing questions, but I will also ask them non-cricketing questions.
You ask them their favorite food?
Quite possibly. Things to do with their family as well.
Right, so indeed. Okay. You've been in Grenada now for a long time. I imagine you love Grenada.
Oh,
is it your favorite country outside of Jamaica?
It's a wonderful.
I know you love Barbados too. Now here's Ali comes up. He's in bowls to Bradford. Bradford is forward. That's just me promoting my country.
Yes. Mm. Well, I consider myself a Caribbean woman.
Right, indeed.
And I've been to about 15 countries.
In the Caribbean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And would you say Grenada is number one after Jamaica?
Most definitely.
Oh my golly, Grenada, Spice Isle. Here is Ali, he's in bowls to Bradford. Bradford turns the ball between the short legs, we'll get a single. He's bowling round the wicket now, and that was turned neatly down to backward square. You better watch Bradford. He's a very difficult man to dislodge. He now goes to 48, it's 88 for one.
Yes, the people here are the most naturally hospitable people that I've come across in the Caribbean.
Say that again.
The
Grenadians
are the most naturally hospitable people that I've come across in the Caribbean.
Mm.
And I'm talking about having visited 15
Wonderful.
Countries.
Wonderful. That's interesting. Here is Ali in bowls to Bravo. Bravo's forward pushes down towards cover. There's no run. Can I ask you any difficulties in the countries and terms of, you know, not getting along well with the people? Have you experienced that? No? Generally good, but you put Grenade up there.
Yes.
And number one.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. There you go. Hence you live here.
Yes. Mm. Without hesitation.
Without hesitation. That's wonderful. Here we go. Of course, we're talking to Michelle McDowell of CaribbeanCricket.com, and why are you ready to deal with her? A short ball outside the off stump, off the back foot goes Bravo. Hits Ali, short ball down to cover for a single to carry it to 89 for loss of one. Pastor Stevenson Worm was up next. He must be a very happy man with the promotion of Grenada in that regard.
I'm sure.
Pastor Worm. Yes, Grenadians are lovely people. And what impact do you think a Karate James winning the Olympic medal? I'd say one thing though, and the Prime Minister was on and I should have mentioned it to him. When I come from the Flamboyant Hotel, there's a billboard with Mr. Karate James on it, but it says 400 meter champion.
Doesn't say Olympic?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
So you need to change that.
Right.
Oh!
But going back to...
No, I'm serious about it. And the last time I was here, I spoke to the people from the tourism authority about it, and they have not done anything about it at all.
Okay.
It's a champion.
Yes.
You can't just have it. And next time you go, just check it out. Because when I saw it, I actually saw it this morning. I knew I was going to speak to Pastor Worm, who's got an ear to the Prime Minister. They're very good friends. And maybe when you speak to the Prime Minister, Dr. Mitchell, you must say, please, you got to change that.
Yes.
It says on the billboard.
Yes. Champion, but not Olympic.
Not Olympic champion.
Yeah, but
and what year
you,
was that? Was it 2012?
2008? No,
not 2012. Would it be the last Olympics? Yes. Should say that.
12. Okay.
Yeah.
No. 12.
Was it 12 or 13? Whatever.
Because
whatever
the next
it was.
One is 2016. Next one. So it must be 2012.
Okay. So 2012. I'm right. For the first time in my life, I'm right about something. Here's a drive. As it's Jordan's in bowls, pitched up in the off stump, and it's played away down to mid off. And we're on Real FM, and I really want gradations to change. I've been complaining about it for the last year or so.
All right, so champion the cause.
Yes, man.
Going back to Kirani. Going back to Kirani.
The impact.
Well, when he won. First of all, I was working at Spice Island Beach Resorts, and of course, all the employees wanted to watch. So
right.
I made sure I was manning the front desk.
Mm.
And during that time, the amount of calls that we got from
really?
Guests. From British guests who had stayed with us.
Here's Jordan comes up now in bowls. Bravo covers up really up for the task today, and he pushes to cover. And there's no run. Of course, sometimes you can put goat mode in these crickets, but so far he's up good. He's 39.
Yes.
Brathwaite's on 40. It's 89 for one.
Yes, yes. So the amount of calls that we got from guests saying congratulations, well done.
Mm.
So these were people who had stayed with us in the past and were back in England watching it. The feeling was just great to know that everybody was looking at Grenada and looking at this gentleman, a fine ambassador for the country, winning Grenada's first ever Olympic gold medal.
Imagine.
And if you know his story, he's from modest background.
Here's the delivery, which is upside and the off stump. Jordan round the wicket, bowls to Bravo, goes across and steers it square in the off stump. Where is he from in
Grenada?
Oh, that's the fishing community.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right, so very modest, very modest, and I'm saying that,
Right.
But I understand that his mother kept a handle on those children.
Wonderful.
They all did well in
children.
School. Yes.
They all did well in school. You know how many children she has?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. I'm sure Pastor Worm knows. He knows everybody's business.
It's a small island.
It's a small, very, and that's the defense for Pastor Worm. Okay, here we go. Jordan comes up now in bows to Bravo. Bravo gets the ball pitched up, drives up towards Bidoff, thought of a single, decides against it. Broad sprints across to the left to make the stop. He's kept on 39, is 89 for one.
But I lift my hat off to, I'm going back to commentary now. You commentators who know all of the positions by heart.
Mm.
I did an interview with Steve Buckner once.
Umber Buckner, wonderful man. Very quiet.
And I was saying to him, I just don't get it, especially when you have a left hander and a right hander batting at the same time.
Mm.
So he actually drew something on a piece of yellow paper just like that, which
indeed.
I still have.
Right, wonderful.
So I refer to it every now and again.
Here we go. Jordan comes up now, goes past the umpire, he's in, bowls to Bravo. Bravo is flicking the ball beautifully, wide a bit on, up towards the boundary. One will get a second as Anderson looking very slow indeed. I think the sun is getting to him. He really, really was very lumbered after that. And Bravo's back for a second to go up to 41. The West Indies not doing bad in a 91 for one.
Yes.
You've got a smile in your face, Michelle.
Yes, well, the sun is out. That's a good thing.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Wonderful. But let's continue the story with Karate James and his impact in the country. I'm interested in that. So I'm saying
that what he has said to everybody is don't let your conditions determine what your future is.
Right. And I mean, you live here in Grenada. Do you think the country has done enough for him so far?
Well, they've made him an ambassador, I believe.
Right.
I would imagine that he would have, his parents would have had some sort of housing donation from the government, but I really don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask that question.
He had the fortune of staying at the lovely Spice Island.
Oh,
Beach
really?
Resort.
Right.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes,
wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Do you know where he is now? He's maybe somewhere. Where is Karani James now?
I would imagine at school.
Right, I'm just kidding. I know he's very safe as well. I understand he's a bright boy.
Yeah.
Wonderful. It's really great. It's absolutely great to, from such a small country to be beaten the world. Isn't that fantastic? Ali's in bowls, ball pitched on the off stump, and Brathwaite is forward and pushes down towards cover. But of course, as a Jamaican, me, you get Olympic medals every day.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that Jamaicans are so fast? Have you ever studied that yet? I mean, the country that's done so well, and you've got all the champions, you've got the number in terms of Usain Bolt. I mean, it's Shelly-Ann Fraser.
I recall reading that some scientists have taken tissue samples.
Tissue samples?
To try and discover if there's anything.
Oh, here's Ali's in bowls to Braffitt. Braffitt comes forward. There's a forward short leg there lurking. The ball comes to the top of the pad. Might have been some bad. He's got to be careful, Mr. Braffitt. He's on 48. It's up to 91 for one.
Yeah, this has been a good partnership.
Yes, indeed. Here's Ali as he comes round the wicket. Comes in now to bowl to Braffitt. Braffitt is looking to lap the ball away to square leg, does it, but can't get a run. So what about that sample, the tissue sample? What did they discover about Jamaicans?
I don't think they've finished this study.
So what do you think? You think it's a yellow yam, the acting saltfish, just
well,
simple like
that? They make that joke. But maybe it's just discipline and hard work. And a good coaching structure. Yeah,
that's important. I agree with that. Braffitt is getting the ball in the leg stump. Ali's round the wicket, turns it to the leg gully here, there's no run.
Yeah, because
that's important,
athletics is serious business
big.
At the secondary.
Well, I was in Jamaica one time. I mean, I've been to Jamaica so many times, and they had this boys, some champ song.
Girls and boys
yeah.
champs.
I mean, I'll get back to that after this delivery. As Ali is in bowls to Braffitt, he's forward and drives well. Up towards extra cover. Mid-off has to come across, is reaching for it slightly. He gets his 49th run to carry the West Indies up to 91 for the loss of one at the end of another over from Ali. And I mean, there was this big thing. I mean, I did know that quite naturally that it would bring so many people to the National Stadium.
Oh yes, I went there. Did I say 30-something thousand? For the last one.
Yeah, tremendous.
Close to East, and then of course you have
Burrell, the president of the Football Association, invited me, and I just thought it was just a...
No, you need to go.
I did go, but I was surprised at the I said, what was going on here?
Yes.
This is boys' chance. It's a big thing in Jamaica.
Yes, and I'm sorry to say that I've never been.
Really?
That's one of the things on my list of things to do.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful.
Now, of course,
but first of all, you have to go back to Jamaica.
Well, of course. Mm. Next door, of course, they are reconstructing the athletics and football stadium.
Right.
And
do you think it's taking too long?
No, not at all.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure.
I've been here for a couple of years now, and they haven't completed it.
No. It's scheduled to be completed later this year.
So it's on track then?
Yes. The important thing
I'm going to check the time. You know?
Well, Grenada is scheduled to host Carifta next year.
So they have to be ready by Carifta.
For sure.
I'll speak to the minister. Who's the Minister of Sports in Grenada? Do you know the name?
Minister Emmeline Pear.
Emmeline Pear.
Yes.
Hello, Miss Pear.
Yes, and Minister Pear, I was very happy to hear the West Indies Cricket Board compliment her for her accessibility.
Wonderful.
And the way that she led the planning and preparation for this test match here.
Wonderful. Well, I know we had a bit of a challenge early in terms of coverage, but that I think was sorted out. Real FM is with us. Yes, yep. You heard about it?
I did not.
No, okay, good. But she was very much very proactive and made sure that the name of Jamaica, of Grenada, continues to be very good in terms of coverage. Broad is back. He's had 77 matches. 267 wickets, a best of 744, economy rate of 3.05, and he's going to come in to see what he can do just before lunch. Here we go. As it's going to be the bowling of Broad as he comes back into the attack, 92 for 1, comes into Braffitt. Braffitt is forward with a bat which is as broad as Broad Street and pushes down to cover, and there's no run. Do you like Barbados?
Oh, I love all of the Caribbean.
I didn't ask you that.
I love all of the Caribbean. Barbados is a part of the Caribbean, therefore...
People say that Bajans are cocky.
Bajans are different from...
They're different. People say they're arrogant and cocky.
No.
One
of the things I love about Barbados, especially coming to cover cricket, is that the public transportation system is excellent.
Well, it's not as good as it used to be, you know. Barbados has gone through some serious times in recent times. People can't get home.
Really?
Oh, my country is in trouble.
No.
Roads are bad.
They got
to do
I
better. I mean, I'm very upset, really, with what's happening in my country, I must admit. We need to do better, man. Our roads are poor.
Right.
What's going on in the country?
Right. Well, I think everything is relative.
Yeah, but Barbados has always used to be on top, really. It's not good enough, really. 92 for loss to one. I'm sure they're going to maybe take away my passport. In the meantime, it's good. They can't do that, can they?
Now,
can't. Here is a delivery. Broad comes up. He's in and bowls outside the off stump that goes by. He'll be taken by the keeper. And Braffitt is kept in 49. So you love then the transportation system, because I'm sure people down in the country will tell you they can't get home on evenings.
Yes. Well, I have never had to take the bus up to, is it St. Lucie?
No. No, that's where Kemal Roach is from.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm. But yes, but I have taken the bus several times into the bus terminus and then walked to Kensington.
Wonderful,
over.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a lot of exercise that way.
Yeah, social services, you know, very big in the country.
Yes.
They're under strain now, but generally they've been pretty good. Here's Baffett going across and driving beautifully through cover out towards the boundary. Will he get a four for this? Oh, the ball goes into the boundary, I believe. And Craig Baffett, who failed at Antigua, gets to his 50 with a spanking drive through cover. A good, good shot, his 750. And of course, 300 to boot. Well, I didn't expect that he would continue to fail. He's so good a batsman for that. He raises the bat to the acknowledgement of this wonderful crowd here. 50 for Braffitt, 108 balls, 36, 136 minutes to the crease. Braffitt is on 53 now, and he's also struck some 7-4s. A good knock from Craig Baffett, and I can tell you, he is looking for much more. He's got a great appetite for runs. Broad is in, balls, short of a length, and Baffitt ignores that, taken by the keeper. Do you like Braffitt?
I've never seen him bat for many innings.
No.
No.
Okay.
He's a youngster.
Mm. You're Desmond Haynes person.
Yes.
As you say,
but I just saw your whole countenance change when he reached that 50.
Is it because he's Beijing? You know?
I'm wondering. So this brings the question, if I can just turn the tables on you,
yes,
to ask you a question. Do you think that commentators have to be neutral?
That's a good one. I'll answer that in a minute, as it's going to be broad, he's in, balls, the ball pitched on the line of the stump of the batsman, comes right across that path, it pushes down towards the middle. I've had a lot of criticism. In fact, a lot of Beijing cricketers don't talk to me.
No,
it's true, because, I mean, I am not a cheerleader. My job is to describe cricket as I see it. I mean, I say things, and people sometimes get upset. I mean, I just talked about their country. I mean, there's no bad feeling. I believe that, truth is not always popular, but truth is always right. And sometimes you get a situation where people get quite upset with you. The answer to that, I think commentators should call the cricket. There should be balance. And if West Indies are playing against England, the English are doing well, it is your job as a commentator to say that. If the West Indies are doing poorly, it's your job to say that. Equally, if they're doing well, it's also your job to say that.
Right.
And I've done that all my life.
Right. When I asked that question...
Do you think I'm biased as a commentator?
I wouldn't... I have an opinion neither way.
So there's... Do you think I'm biased?
So I'm going back to why I asked that question. So very early in my career.
Do you think commentators are biased?
Very early in my CaribbeanCricket.com days.
Yes, here is a delivery, which is on the line of the off stump. It's Ali's in bowls to Bravo drives to cover. There's no run. This is an interesting discussion here about
one of the other persons who used to write for CaribbeanCricket.com, Lawrence Romeo. He was with me at Savannah Park in the press box.
Right.
And so
Ali comes up,
well,
in bowls to Bravo. Bravo's forward turns him all the way down to square leg. He can't score. He's kept in 41. It's 96 for one. Yes.
So West Indies was doing well. And up to that point, I was a spectator. So, you know, I used to chair and so on. So I'm in the media box and I'm chairing. And he said to me, no. You can't do that.
I see. Did you think commentators should be neutral?
I think so. I think you must be fair and balanced.
Mm.
And I mean, you see...
Here is Ali in bowls to Bravo. Bravo's back, stares at square the offside. England looking very tired now, very weary. And the ball goes to backward point for a single to carry the score to 97 for one. This has been a very good period for the West Indies here. They've got to continue. Yes, you're making the point about commentators being neutral.
Yes, I think it's in this match, somebody made a point that one of the English cricketers got out in, maybe not, you know, the best fashion.
Mm.
And the way that it was described was positive. And somebody made a comment. How he got out.
Okay.
No, I think it was in print.
Oh, in print, okay.
Or it could have been on television, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the comment was made that if it was a West Indian person who had played that shot, you know, they...
Ali's in bowls to Braffitt, back and cuts well, down to backward point. The ball is headed out towards the boundary. A very fast moving Jordan picks it up. They get one, they get two, they'll come back for the third, and they do. A ball that was outside of that, the Austin played square down to a backward point. And what a way to bring up the 100 for the West Indies, 100 for one. They're cooking, good looking in the sun here of the Spice Isle. It was short outside the off stump. And that's the kind of steely resolve that they're so lacking in West Indies cricket. They did it in Antigua. And I'm sure from Halfway Tree in Jamaica right through to Broad Street in Barbados, they're hoping and that the West Indies can do very well in this test match and set up the Barbados test, which of course is going to be starting in just about a week's time. So Brathwaite is on 56, Bravo's on 42, 100 for loss of one as we head towards tea on day four. They're doing well, aren't they, Michelle?
They certainly are. Yeah, so back to commentators.
Yes,
so
I you think seem to like talking about commentators.
Well, I think they need to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to call a spade a spade. Mm. However, I think the discussion needs to be kept positive.
Positive.
It's
what do you mean by that, though? I don't quite understand what you mean by that. It needs to be kept positive. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't think the microphone should be used to be constantly bashing, whether it's players, whether it's the administration, and so on. You know, I just think.
But suppose things don't change.
Well, I don't know.
This is why I'm asking. I mean, but
I don't
but
know.
But if the West Indies continue to perform poorly, what should the commentators say?
Okay, so may I ask you a question?
Or just don't talk about it anymore then.
No, I'm not saying don't talk about
Here's
it.
Here's Ali comes up, he's in bowls to Brathwaite. Brathwaite gets an arm ball outside edge, found well bowled, and it goes square in the offside down to backward point. The umpire will come up, and let's see what he'll do here. He looks at his watch, it's 101 for the loss of one. Brathwaite batted very well, Bravo batting well. They've come together. West Indies, they've not lost a wicket in this session, and that must be very good news.
Yes.
Mm.
Very much so.
So the point you're making, I'm keen to hear you.
The point that I'm making is that you state your opinions, nothing wrong with that.
Right.
However, if you are using this medium to try and get change, I don't know that that's the best way in regards
to what way would you think is the best way?
Well, then? I think you need to find the ear of the decision makers.
Okay. Interesting. But do you think generally commentators are too critical of West Indies? Do you think Caribbean commentators are too critical of the side?
I think in some cases, I think especially if you don't know what it's like to be down there in the hot sun.
Right.
If you don't know what it's like to face a ball at 94 miles an hour, I think that,
You reckon. Here's Broad, run the wicket, comes in, bowls to Bravo. Bravo gets one down the leg side. Might have come from the pad. There's an appeal for leg before. Let's look at the umpire. The keeper didn't take it cleanly. It came off of his pad. It went down towards long leg for leg by. As that Broad was appealing, more in hope than anything else, really. It was down the leg side. 102 for a loss of one. So you would say that sometimes Caribbean commentators are too critical of the West Indies side?
Sometimes.
Okay,
yes.
Fair enough. All right. Well, Michelle, it's been a pleasure. My final question to you. I don't know if you want to make any statement before you leave. Do you think West Indies cricket, do you think we'd ever get to the top again?
Yes. Most definitely. Mm. If the required changes are made.
Mm.
And I would have spoken about some of those earlier in the day. But of course.
It's taken long, though. It's taken very long.
We have a lot of talent. We have a lot of talent.
Mm. Here is a Broad as he comes into Brathwaite, who's 56, and to this delivery, he's off the bat for the hits it into the pitch. That was banged into the pitch. It goes down to Ali at backward point. There's no run.
Yes, I just want to make a final comment about media in the West Indies in terms of accommodation at the games.
Mm.
And I've been involved since 2003, so I see how it has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I like food, as you can tell. And I like the fact that I don't have to worry about what I'm going to have for lunch because it's provided. I don't know who pays for it, but I want to say thank you to whoever does that, because prior to the World Cup, it was not a given that, you know, meals would be provided.
Well, they don't provide meals for the radio commentators anymore. Here's the delivery outside the off-stump. Broad is cut away by Brathwaite down towards backward point for four. Well, he loves to cut, you know, Brathwaite. It was outside the off-stump. And he used his knife very well indeed. He cut it down to backward point. That's going to be for four. That's a sharp knife there from Brathwaite. It's a major knife.
Yes, well, let's hope he gets stuck in for a long time. But back to the accommodation for the medium. The fact also that you come and you have good quality wireless internet.
That's important.
Well, most definitely. Mm-hmm.
You've traveled around the region.
I have.
And you, which country would you say in terms of accommodating the media would be the best? Is that a difficult question, Michelle?
Yes, because I would have to consider it across a number of factors.
Here is Broad comes up now. He's in bowls, and Braffett covers up to a ball that's lifting, but he handles it very well. Braffett, a very difficult man to dislodge, pushes up towards Bidon. There's no run. He's on 60. Bravo 43. It's 106 for one.
Yes, so the media boxes that I'm most familiar with are the ones in Jamaica, Sabina Park.
Right.
The one here, and also the one in Barbados,
right,
at Kensington Oval. Mm. This one here in Grenada is open air.
Right.
Presents its challenges, mm, but also has its advantages.
Are you affected by the noise in the party stand there?
Yeah,
here is a delivery from Broad, which is outside the off. Braffett is back and steers it to backward point. There's no run, two balls to left in the over.
When you compare that to Sabina Park, it's enclosed.
Right.
And it's
Barbados
also air conditioned.
Barbados is enclosed as well.
Yes.
Mm.
So that makes it better in that regard.
Mm.
But of course, if you want the atmosphere,
right,
then this, you know,
tremendous
works
atmosphere.
Quite well.
What's your favorite ground in the Caribbean, Michelle?
Grenada.
You like the stadium as well? So you like the country and you like the ground as well?
Yes, I like the fact that it's easy to get around this ground.
Okay. Here is Broad, comes up now. He's in and bowls. And they off stumping. Braffett is forward and pushes down to cover. Lovely shot by Braffett. Just playing the ball sweetly into the offside down to cover. There's no run. It's up to 106 for the loss of one.
Yeah. It's also very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
The bus terminus is just a few
right
meters walk away. It's right beside the ocean.
Right.
And it's just nice, open and airy.
You really love Grenada.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You ever thought of being an ambassador? Have you ever spoken to the Minister of Tourism?
I don't know, but maybe she's listening.
No, this is the Minister of Tourism?
Yes.
What's the name of the Minister of Tourism?
Minister...
It was changed. It was somebody,
yes,
Otley the other day, but I think they changed her.
Bane Horsford.
Ms. Horsford, yes.
Ms.
Otley. Was it Ms. Otley?
Yolande Bane Horsford.
She's the new Minister of Tourism.
It was Alexandria Otway Noel before.
Otway Noel. I met her in the supermarket when she first became minister.
Yes.
What a wonderful lady. Is she still a minister?
Yeah, she's the Minister of Implementation.
Implementation.
Minister for Implementation.
She was Minister of Tourism.
That's
now
correct.
She's Implementation.
That's correct.
I wonder if that's a demotion.
Not at all. Because she now would...
I think it is.
No, she would now would have oversight over several other... projects,
mm,
I would imagine, that cover several other ministries.
Right, indeed. You're the most gracious diplomat I've ever come across in my entire life. Now, here is Root. He's in bowls to Bravo. Bravo's back clips it into the onside of the wicket, and there's no run. So Root, 24 matches. He's picked up 6 wickets, and he got a couple of big ones in Antigua. 106 for the loss of one. As this delivery from Root is thrown up on the line of the off-stump, and Bravo fends it into the offside to cover. There's no run. 106 for one.
Yes, about the stadium, the only thing that I would improve is have more coverage for shade.
Oh, coverage for shade. Yes. Yeah, it's an interesting stadium. I don't know if there are many around that you are in the sun. I mean, whoever built this, I mean, you can't have people in the sun like this at all.
Except if you want
to. It's not right.
Be in the party stand.
Mm, this is why people sometimes get upset with me, because I talk good about Grenada, but I mean, if I see anything that's wrong, I say it too. I mean, I'm not happy at all about being in the sun. What's this all about?
Yeah.
Do you agree with me?
Yes, and certainly, I mean, over there, we're looking at that stand.
Yes,
where
too much sun.
Retreated.
Too much sun.
Higher up,
yes.
But
it's a beautiful
sold,
ground, though.
Yeah,
wonderful ground.
But if they had sold all the tickets over there, you could see there would be.
Mm. Now, here is a delivery from Rudy's in bowls to Bravo. Bravo's forward. Ball in the off stump. Good discipline. He pushes up towards mid-off, and there's no run. Well, it's a maiden over from Root at the end of the over. 106 for the loss of one. Of course, you're listening to Cricket and Grand Slam Sports. And your final word, and then you're going to be talking to Pastor Worm.
Yes, well, I want...
Do you know Pastor Worm?
Of course I do.
Mm.
I wanted to say a big thank you to CaribbeanCricket.com, their editors. Ryan Ryan, Sean Mitchell, and in the early days, Lawrence Romeo, who actually introduced me to the possibility of writing for the website. It has been an absolute wonderful journey, interviewing players, doing investigative stories, doing all the off-the-field matters, and the readers have certainly been appreciative of what I have contributed to the website. So I just want to thank them, because writing is something that I've loved from I was a child.
Did you give him trouble?
Cricket was something that I started loving while I was a teenager, and to be able to marry both of them has just been so rewarding.
Was that?
Ali is into bowl to Brathwaite, who comes forward and tries to bowl to four squarely and gets a comfortable single, a strut comes off the boundary. So one more to